Dean, how satisfying is it to win a tight game like that? It's great to score six, but to win a close one like that, it's got to be satisfying.
Yeah, it's nice to, you know, have that heat at the end and the guys come through. Obviously, Elvis was terrific all night, made some key saves, but we did a lot of right things at the end to, you know, hold that one and a two-goal lead.
Speaking of Elvis, you've had great performances from him. Tarasov was really good. Are you to the point now where you're confident no matter who you throw out there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were right from the start, from preseason, obviously. And again, we've talked about the depth and, Jets were playing really well down in Cleveland as well. We just talked to Trent today, actually. He said he's one of their best players. So, yeah, our depth and goal is real good.
Dean, in a game like this, when both goalies are pretty much on it, you kind of get the sense that their goal is going to be scored that way.
Yeah.
The 1-0 goal.
Yeah, you know what? What was exciting for us on the bench, and we went in after the second period and stated exactly that, is that the players were saying it's a boring game. It's just stick with it. We're not opening anything up. We're not playing defensively, but we're playing stingy, the same as they were, and we just wanted to continue and go about our business. And the exciting part, again, for coaches is that the players are saying that prior to us saying it, right? So that's a real good sign.
And you could have reviewed the first goal that was disallowed. Was it clear to you?
Well, here's what our thought process was. We think probably 50-50. We probably could have taken a shot at that. We have some momentum. Right, there's a minute and a bit left. We just thought that JVR went in to the crease and could have come out the same way. And I think that's what our thought process was, is that he went out on top of Varlamov, like through him. And I think that may have tilted it a bit. So we just didn't want to risk the momentum factor there. And again, praise our group for not losing it, because they want the goals as much as anybody. So, but nobody lost their composure on the bench, and there was not a word said about it afterwards, after we didn't challenge. And we like the way that they conducted themselves.
Kind of getting back to what you're talking about with the team realizing what kind of game they needed to play tonight.
Yeah.
When you expand that to a wider picture, how important is that? I mean, not just to grind out wins like this in the future, but ultimately you guys want to make the playoffs eventually, and every game kind of feels like this. Then.
Yeah, I remember early in the year we were talking, we were playing winning type of hockey, and we weren't getting a couple of wins here and there, and so you're not going to win every hockey game, but you just continue to play winning hockey in different ways, and you get rewarded. Some nights the puck's not going to bounce. Tonight we got a bounce, and we were able to get the win. But yeah, it's nice to play different ways and learn how to win hockey games when we're not scoring six goals.
And talking about the defense, just the one goal the other night, a shutout tonight, but just the performance against the Islanders' top line, obviously a lot of skill on there, just great performance by whoever had to shut them down.
Yeah, of course the D, and again, Elvis was great. Barzell's just a special talent, right? And we didn't use specifically, one line. Obviously Provy and Z were against them all night, but we had Monty's and Danny's line, basically the two of them kind of flipped off on playing against them. So, but yeah, you're right. As well, just elaborating on the winning type of hockey is that when you're on the ice against that guy or that line, you've got to be, a little extra aware, like playing against McDavid's and McKinnon's and, these guys that are special players. Everybody's got to take pride in not letting them take over the hockey game.
I know some coaches use every five games to kind of take stock of where they're at and how their team is and whatnot. We're almost at 10 games now. How would you assess this team after almost 10 games?
Okay. can't remember that far back, so we're game by game. Just game by game. We make corrections. We teach after every game and hopefully get better as a team and move forward. But this one's over. We look forward to a couple of days. Thanks, guys.
We are off tomorrow.
Yeah, we are.
Day Friday.
Where's the tea time?